Celia Cole says lawmakers are discussing whether to keep food stamps at current levels or to adjust the spending to match inflation.
And that's critical to make sure that SNAP benefits can keep up with the true cost of affording food in this country.
Megan Switzer, USDA economist, says grocery prices mostly increase. But under President-elect Donald Trump's previous administration, there was a rare deflation.
Typically, we don't see grocery price deflation or prices decreasing. Over the last few decades, we've only seen that happen twice in 2016 and 2017.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told Congress that if they want to expand the safety net, they need to find more cash. That could also look like changes to the tax code. I'm Rebecca Hughes.